Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Well, I
hold on. I have to do the fucking introduction, Shepard.
This is my podcast.
We are live from the BravoCon Twat Suite, and this is our final episode. And I am with Shepard Rose. Do you have a number at the end?
William Shepard Rose the Third.
William Shepard Rose the Third, who I hate to say it, his older sister was the cooler one growing up.
She
we
was cool.
All wanted to be Katie.
Yeah, she was cool.
Yeah.
This is the final Shepisode.
So I remember last year at BravoCon, you told me you were not coming back.
I know.
You said, I'm done. I'm traveling the world.
I know.
And then, listen, it's not that I don't want to. I just don't have the... Can you zip up your pants, Shep? You've been trying to get it in since the seventh grade.
I never was able to.
That's actually the first question. Everybody wants to know if we ever made out.
If we kissed, I don't remember.
We did not kiss, Shep.
Sorry,
never once.
John Constable got to.
No, John Constable.
He jumped his bones.
Hold on, which one's John Constable?
Remember my friend from Episcopal who lived
oh,
there
Oh, I loved
summer?
Him.
Yeah, he was like a Viking.
Yeah, John Constable, but I was trying to remember who, like, my... You were in love
you
with
like
Jenny
Scott.
Sonfield. No, I didn't like Scott.
Wait, you like Bailey?
No.
Carmine's? You hooked up with somebody.
Yeah.
All three.
Nick Rose.
Oh, you like Nick Rose? That
Nick
makes
Rose
sense.
Was
yeah.
the one.
Yeah, he's a good looking guy.
But no, Shep, this is always the part that gets me, is that Shep now... Which,
I like Julian Weissaki.
Oh,
you know
Jules.
Everyone did.
But you were in love with Jenny Sonfield. She was the...
No, that was Andrew's girlfriend, my best friend's girlfriend.
You were cried over somebody. Who was it? Jackie Cleese? Roxanne Purdy?
Roxanne Purdy.
That's
was,
it was.
That was my
There was one.
Paramour.
Okay, I knew I was going to get to it. Okay.
Which Cerati was, remember, dating on and off too.
It
was very
Robin,
small island.
Yeah. Guys, here's the thing. We grew up on an island. It was 12 miles long.
There was 13 people in each class at the high school. Literally. I think maybe 18 tops. Remember?
And I still couldn't pull off homecoming queen.
But Justice did, probably.
Yeah, she did. She's yeah. a cuter one, but I'm funny.
Not true.
But
that's equally great.
Here's the thing. We were talking. Everybody was asking me as we came in. They're like, okay, so you've known Shep from the beginning. Was he always this like Casanova? Everybody loved him.
No.
This bad guy cheater type. Sorry. You do have a reputation
I
at
like
this point.
I like women, and they certainly, gosh, they won't leave me alone.
Hold on.
I'm a weak man.
But you weren't a cheater type when we were younger. You were a softie.
I was a late bloomer. I was into sports. Like, I didn't give a fuck about girls, like, for a long time. And then one day on the eighth grade, remember the eighth grade couch? Remember, like,
oh, yeah.
We had the couch.
The corduroy couch.
Yeah, like, it was, like, the eighth grade area. Some girls were wrestling, and I was like, what's happening? and I like, jumped in there. And I was like, I'm no longer into sports. I mean, I was, but like, I was like, oh.
You
and
had
then
a.
I started missing jump shots. I was into basketball.
Yeah, you were the.
Basketball was my love. My
he
first
was
love.
So good. I mean, in Hilton Head Prep, I mean, there wasn't a ton of. I don't think anybody went to the NBA from
no.
Hilton Head Prep.
But I played varsity in the eighth grade. I started varsity in the ninth grade.
I was a cheerleader.
It was the only thing I cared about. The only thing I cared about was basketball.
Yeah. Well, we all cared about your Christmas party.
Oh, my God. Those were epic. Huh?
Yeah. So Shep used to have a Christmas party every year, but he also has a little brother named Whit. And
my parents had a Christmas party. Let's clarify.
But
that.
I have to tell you, like, there wasn't clubs or anything like that, like nightclubs or anything in Hilton Head. But the one thing that you needed to make sure that you got on the invite list to was to your Christmas party.
Right.
And if you didn't, you would find out the night before. And then you were in a code red moment of how to get your friends in.
You were always invited. You know that.
Well, I always was, yeah. But I had some unfortunate souls.
And it wasn't like it was like engraved invitations. Usually everybody just came there anyway, but you kind of had to know Rip and Fran.
Well, you had to know Rip and Fran, and you also had to figure out how many Boone's Farm you were going to get in.
Yeah.
And how, like, I had $6, so I'd be like, I need 2 Strawberry Hills. And
do you remember those little pastries my mom got?
Oh my
gosh. Frosting in them. And well, I still think about those.
Hold on. I have to ask you a question about Fran, because you said something about Bryn, that you would have gone on a date with Bryn and introduced her to your mom, but you were worried what your mom would say. What does that mean? Because I went to all kinds of places.
I don't want to be in a celebrity relationship.
Oh, so you figured you might as well just
do them
on television?
Well, no. Well, what I've learned on the show a little bit, or being involved with Bravo, is God love Bravo. Thank you, Bravo, and the fans, yada, yada, yada. I don't want to be in the blogosphere or Bravosphere, whatever you call it. I really don't want – I read those articles that pop up on my Instagram or Twitter or whatever,
yeah.
And I cringe. A little bit, like, yeah. I, you know, and it's so trivial and trite, and like, it makes me sick a little bit. Like, I love being on, being in front of the camera. Like, I thrive in that position. And I love that part, but the ancillary stupidity and like, I just feel, you know, I love thumbing through an Us magazine just as much as
yeah.
anybody else, but I don't really think I want to be on the cover or anything. Like, I don't know.
I mean, Shep is well read. He's significantly more educated than people like myself.
That's not true.
I mean,
who is your favorite teacher?
My favorite teacher.
Do you remember Miss Sabo? I really
liked
her.
Oh, I loved Miss Sabo.
Yeah, I really liked her.
I loved
Shout out to Miss Sabo.
Miss Sabo.
English teacher.
Who was our art teacher?
It was, remember, it was Dupes. It was the Dupes.
Do you still talk to Becca?
I mean, she's married to Edwards, the Edwards son.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, you know, Robin is.
Where is Robin and how is Robin?
Oh, my gosh. Do you know who Robin's husband is?
Yeah, he went to Tulane or something.
Well, yeah, he went to Tulane. Now he's the president of the fucking Dodgers.
Is that true?
Yes. Remember guy that she met at Tulane?
God.
He is the president of the Dodgers.
Okay, she wins as far as, like, trajectory
yeah.
of Hilton Head.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
So Brynn, I've never met her.
Oh yeah,
looking forward to meeting her. She's new, right?
This is her first season.
I think, and I don't know her, but I think she's kind of outrageous, and she's good at being outrageous. That scares me. Like, I don't want to be a part.
You think she's too much woman for you?
No, I think that it would be a story in a New York minute. No right. Pun intended.
Oh.
And I don't really want to be a part of a story. Like, I don't know. How is that beneficial to me?
Well, I have a question. How have your current relationships been beneficial to you?
Well, that's a good point. But they're not in the news, you know? Like,
your situation with Taylor is the entire storyline this year on your season. So,
well, I'm dating now, and I'm
her?
Like,
Taylor?
No.
Who are you dating?
Certain people, and I've actually had a lot of fun.
Are they here?
No.
I love that.
They're not on TV.
Okay. Well, they will be next season then.
Maybe. But no, yeah, I'm enjoying being single at the moment. And that doesn't mean like, I'm not my 20, 30, and even early 30s-year-old self anymore. Like, I like to get to know people and, like, spend a weekend with them and, like, kind of get to know them. Like, and that's fun, man. I'm telling you, it's being single is, like, I don't know. I'm obviously in a good position, you know, like, it's not, you know, Raya's, like,
hold
amazing.
Hold on, you're on Raya?
Oh, big time.
Can I see your photo?
Yeah, sure. All right, the first picture's kind of...
Are you showing your body?
No, it's very preppy, but I think it's really good too.
Let me see. That isn't even you.
It's me.
I am deceased. This is your first photo. Okay, let's see your caption. TV for now. We'll see. Charleston, LA, wherever.
That's
You're
right.
You're so mysterious. That's so sexy.
I cannot be bottled up. I can't be defined. Okay, you want me? Okay, cool story, bro.
That's from the 10th grade.
No, that is Puerto Rico 4 years ago. That book says how to live with a huge penis. I found it in a party.
That's
in
LA. Not what I heard.
No, it's not true.
I know.
It's a book. Hey, nobody's ever asked for a refund. I'll tell you that.
Oh, they know you're not going to pay it.
That's me and Cameron.
I miss her.
Yeah, me too. That's me on a surfboard in Dominican Republic on a horse.
Oh.
That's me in Charleston.
Relaxing. Yeah.
Happy,
that's a cute picture.
Happy drunk.
All right. So we're on Raya. We're doing all the things.
Yeah.
But I'm going to have to grill you a little bit. You don't get to fully steer the ship.
Sure.
Are you still in love with Taylor?
I will always love Taylor. I am not in love with Taylor. But I will always, like, you don't understand. These are her brother's boots.
Yeah.
These are her brother's boots. Her family gave me these boots when he died. And it means a lot to me. And he did too. He was like me. Like I am worth, he is me 0.2 or whatever.
2.0.
And his mom and dad, I mean, he was a wild man. He had a gear that I don't have.
Yeah.
And God rest him. but her family means a lot to me. Look, they're very religious. But they walk the walk, and they actually talk and walk the walk, whatever. And it's a closeness that I don't ever want to get rid of, and I will always love her. And I will always, I mean, I visit their family. I still text her. I saw her mom's here today, but I text her mom and dad and sister and her. We have a sunset competition. Who can text the prettiest sunset? So, yeah.
So there's true love there.
Are you kidding, man? You don't spend time with somebody and get to know them and continue to do that without really, really caring about them. And that means something.
But I have to ask you then, why do men cheat? Why?
Honestly, what happened? Well, I don't know.
I mean, at what point, if this person is that special to you and that family, and listen, I'm not asking this in a judgmental way. Yeah. Every fucking relationship is skewed.
Honestly, like if you went through what we went through, as far as I'm talking about the cheating, quote unquote cheating, a lot of it, let's say 80% of it, 75% of it, was her going through my phone and finding flirtations or drunken overtures.
Shep,
okay.
If you're happy, I can tell you with 100% certainty, you could go through my phone or my DMs or anything. I am not flirting with a man ever.
Okay, yeah, it's just different.
But why do you feel the need to do that? Is it for validation? Is it to puff you up? Like,
no, it's like a DM, like you're drunk and you're in a hotel and
you feel lonely or you need validation.
No, you're just like, I'm not a guy who's like, she's gone, come over. Like, right. I'm not that person at all.
Right.
It's just like weak, dumb moments, basically fueled by alcohol, 100% fueled by alcohol.
And I mean, listen, when I was younger and I was in high school, I was a cheater too. But do you feel like there was so much that went down? I feel like on Southern Charm, it's almost everybody's they're given passes. But then we see on Scandal.
Hey, if she didn't go through my phone, we'd probably be married.
Really?
Yeah. And by the way, I've also
would you still be doing it.
Did
though?
You want to hear about? I told her sister that I was going to propose to her. Oh, I'm sorry, Taylor. Like, but she knows this. This is a complete fact. We went through a thing where I was at the UGA national championship game in Indianapolis with my trainer. I took my trainer. We got tickets.
Like your personal trainer?
Yeah, he's awesome. And he played football in college, and Georgia won. And there was a girl that he trained who's like the hot girl at the gym, and she went to Georgia. And I was always just like, go Dogs, you know. And after the game, post-championship euphoria, we made out. And nothing else happened. And I texted her like, hey, glad it didn't happen. Go Dogs. You know, would have been fun to, you know, or whatever.
But, so do you not consider kissing cheating?
I don't know. Oh, what do I know? What am I, a cop? I don't fucking know.
So what is hooking up to you? What is hooking up?
Oral.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so
somebody
says we hooked up, what does that mean? Does that mean sex?
Clothes were off. Yeah.
Okay, so to you, a casual make out, but we didn't get just the tip in.
Discipline. Speaking of Southern Charm season 9, according to Austin and Taylor, that all they did was kiss, which I hadn't just kissed, well, except for the national championship game, since the 90s. But,
do you think they actually have feelings for one another, those two?
I don't know, man.
Do you think she's just trying to get you?
That's a good question. Anyway, so what?
No, you have to tell me.
No, we'll get to that.
Fine.
So what was I saying? So, yeah, the national championship game, that happened. But, again, if you don't go, just don't go through people's phones. Usually, like, I'm with you. You're staying with me 6 nights a week. I love you. We go out to dinner. Like, don't worry about when I'm fucking, I think in 30 years, your traditional marriage will be a joke. People laugh at how that works. But,
but do you want to be a dad?
Sure.
But do you want to be a dad with
But anyway.
You can't, listen.
Do you want to be a dad?
Do you
want to
hear
about
my fake proposal that I almost
did? Yes,
okay.
But then get to it.
So we were going to the Rip and Fran bought everybody the Rose Clan thing at a dude ranch in Idaho.
Okay.
And Taylor was supposed to go. We were together. And then everything blew up.
But then
up
you
in
made
our
out
face.
With Georgia girl.
No, this was another thing.
Well, you said that was this the girl only
DM'd
thing.
Her, a bottle service girl DM'd her and said I was hitting on her.
Were
when
you?
I was blacked out. I have no idea. Don't even remember. Craig was there. Craig was like, he couldn't move. Like, he was drooling.
Craig also thinks pandas don't exist.
I know. So, oh my God. So, anyway, and then at the same time, I'm being very honest here. But before she DM'd her, I was at their parents' house, and we were, we were all together, and I was like, hey, it's Wimbledon Sunday. Djokovic just lost the first set. Let's watch. And her dad, who I love, and her mom, who I love, were like, oh, we'll record it. I was like, record it? He just lost the first set to Kyrgios. And they're like, we're watching church on TV as a family. But my proposal, we were going to go to the dude ranch, and I was going to put the ring under the horn of the saddle, and she was going to jump up there, and I was going to kneel before the horse and say yay or nay. Oh,
for the love. I already want to divorce you from that proposal.
You want to hear the other idea I had? No,
that's a terrible one. Continue.
We were going to be at Six Flags. And
no.
Yeah, and
nobody wants to be at Six Flags ever.
Yes. And we were going to tick up to the top of the roller coaster, and I was going to open up a fake ring and be like, will you marry me? And then, like, the thing flies around. And then flies away. And then when you get into the station, then you have the real one. That was going to be my other one. Honestly,
you know
my
what?
Whole life is just a aim at comedy. I am not serious about anything, I think, is the problem.
But I feel like that is, listen, since I have known you since the fourth grade, I do think a little bit of it is your persona. You've now created this as your new life, because I believe you are a softie. You are a good person.
Mm-hmm.
And
keep
you,
going.
And you actually, like, I remember when I was struggling as a, you know, a teenager or whatever it was, or guy issues or what, like, we would come to you and talk to you, and we trusted you, and you always gave us good sound advice. And I just am curious what your actual real goals are when it comes to your future.
Yeah, I mean, I just think I'm getting older, and I'm like, I don't hate my life, and then you get set in your ways, and you don't want to change, because why change a good thing? I definitely don't want to stare at a baby in a stroll and like in a rocker for 3 years before it talks or whatever. Like, I'm just not going to do that. I'm going to be, and I mean, I want someone that talks. I would like that. A baby that just talks right off the bat.
Would you like Dove? I'll gift her to you for a couple weeks and you see how she's three.
I don't know. Like, I know that I'd be a good dad, but I just don't know if I'm like willing to go through all, but I know as soon, you know, they say, as soon as the baby's born, your life changes. I totally get that.
And I don't, after what you've said, I actually don't think you're sweat.
I don't know. I mean, one day maybe.
What does Fran say? And does Whit?
She doesn't say shit. My mom is awesome. She has 5 grandkids.
I was going to say, does Whit have kids and Katie?
Whit has 2, a girl and a boy, and Katie has 3 girls. Yeah. They were on last season or 2 seasons ago. Remember, I took them to get ice cream. It was a really sweet scene.
See, okay. So you have a great family. You have everything going
for
you.
Yeah, I do. And, I don't know, man. Like, does it suit me? Not really on the surface. I don't know. Here's my life, how I've planned it out so far. I know what I'm doing till December 17th of this year.
Why?
And I
why
like
is
that.
That the date that you've chosen?
Because I'm going hunting. In Texas.
I still
That's
remember.
All I know. That's all. After that, I have no idea. I don't know what I'm doing New Year's. Don't know what January looks like. I know. And then in June, I'm going to Cuba to fish for tarpon. That's the only
you
2 things I know.
You just want to live by your own terms all the time.
I don't want to plan anything. I'm not
but
a planner.
But then do you ever get hurt? Do you feel sad? Like,
never.
When you...
Serious.
Liar. When you saw... When you saw the pictures of Taylor that she sent to Whitney.
Yeah.
you were going to say it didn't faze you whatsoever.
I was more sad than anything else because I was like, this isn't the person that I knew. But
do you think you did it to her?
Yeah, I have a ton of guilt. I feel like I like brought her into this fast moving river and she couldn't find a raft. And so it just got faster and like she was her own worst enemy. And
now that you've been at BravoCon, if you had to go through, I know it's not Bren, even though I love Bren. If you had to pick one Bravo celebrity to have a one night stand with, who would it be?
Well, I'm flirty and I mean, nothing's happened, but I'm flirty with Gigi.
Hold on, Gigi. Shaws of Sunset?
Yeah, she's awesome. She smokes a ton of dope.
So you've already made out?
No. We haven't, but we tag. It's totally harmless, but like she's to me like, you know, I love that like Persian look. Like it, you know, it's kind of cool.
She's fun. Yeah.
She makes sex toys, yeah, and sells them.
Yeah, I mean that's a pretty good. Okay, so Gigi's your number one pick.
No, well, I don't know. I mean, problem is I don't know anybody. I literally know nobody on the channel. I don't
the
know
channel.
What
the channel. When you pull up your remote,
Kyle
control.
Richards went on today with this girl. Her best friend, Mickey, Macy, Marky, Doree. I don't know who that is. I have no idea who that is.
Mickey? How did you confuse Doree and Mickey?
I wouldn't know her if she came up and punched me in the balls. I wouldn't know her.
Well, yeah. Did you think that Mickey / Doree was hot?
You were on your name was brought up.
Oh, no. What happened?
Not in a bad way. You want to see it?
No, what
did you see it?
No,
it's on my story.
No, did I get heat?
Yeah, they were. I forgot what the question was, but they both said Teddy. I think they were like being complimentary.
Oh, you think?
I don't know.
Well,
I couldn't hear. They were right. Anyway.
Okay, but now I have to ask because it was such a big, huge topic. Would you compare yourself to like a Tom Sandoval or a Schwartz?
Oh, Schwartz is the sweetest, greatest guy. I hope I'm a Schwartz.
You would say you're a Schwartz?
I would hope so.
Everybody's asking me if they think that I would be more into Schwartz or Sandoval. Knowing me, who
Schwartz.
Do you think? No.
Oh, you like Sandy?
Well, Schwartz.
Schwartz is like the
he could maybe
he's like,
use
he's
a
like
touch
the
of
all American guy. He's just sweet
he could maybe use a touch of a shower.
Okay, well, look.
Or body wash.
Yeah, I think Taylor said that she liked Schwartz after we broke up. She's like, I want to hang
oh,
out with
yeah,
Tom
I
Schwartz.
Saw that.
Yeah, yeah.
So do you have?
No, I don't. That's fine.
That's fine. Everything's better.
No,
everything's
and that's
great.
The thing with Austin and Taylor. Like, if anybody understands attraction and just like lust, it's me. Not that I'm Mr. Not that I'm Fabio or anything, but I do understand.
Do we think that Fabio is a sexual icon at this point?
I guess. I don't know. He's on the cover of novels, you know, like the shirt off. But I totally get it, man. Man and woman, it's the oldest story in the world, right? Like,
so who's your best friend on the show? Male-wise.
Whitney.
Yeah. Do you like his mom?
Love his mom.
Is his mom like... like a Mrs. Richardson, or what is she?
No.
Is that bad to say? That's one of our child.
No. We love Mrs. Richardson.
We don't love Whitney's mom?
No. Let me say that. Whitney's mom reminds me of my grandmother in that she definitely looks down her nose at certain things.
She's judgy.
Yeah, and that's fine. And my mom's kind of like, can be like that. She's getting worse as she's getting older.
Mom was like never judgmental.
So cool. Yeah. But now she's like, can you imagine? And anyway, I'm like, yeah. Anyhow, I really like Patricia. She's been kind to me. But if she doesn't like you, man, it's a bad place to be, I think.
Yeah.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charged the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Being as, you know, you don't want to have to look at a thing until they're able to share words and do all that. What are your three number one things you look for in a partner?
Intelligence.
Big tits.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I already know. Worldly, you know, like, I don't know. This is my big conundrum mentally, because Taylor was like a blank slate. And so I kind of loved that. I showed her things that she had never even thought about before. And that was fun. I love playing the tour guide. but like, how about, I've dated girls from like Palm Beach who are like, you know, super rich and whatever.
Bougie.
And they've been everywhere. And that's not exactly what I'm looking for either. I don't know. Somebody who's humble, but like from a solid family. And
that can laugh, not take themselves too seriously, but
if you
fun.
Take yourself seriously, you can fuck all the way off.
Yeah. You can fuck all that. That's kind of how I feel too. Like, yeah. You have to be able to laugh at yourself.
But I don't know. I just don't know. It'd be nice if I like, so I was like, oh, you know, we go to Barbados in the summer. Like, oh, we go to Linville. Let's split time. Like, or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I want to just, like, live comfortably. Like, I don't want to do much.
I mean, I essentially just called our friends from growing up. Because
they answered?
Yeah. Weirdly, I'm still friends with them. They answered right away.
Oh, I'm not friends with them?
No. You're only friends with the dudes.
Yeah, that's right.
But, like,
girls are annoying.
So, I mean, here's the thing. Shep had a slight amount of mystique because he did leave us in the 8th grade. He is 2 years older than me, for the record.
Yep. Yeah.
Are you 44?
44. Feel good. My knees are no. But
how's your? You need a hip replacement yet?
No, I'm pretty hip.
What a nice dad joke. I can't. But no, we all kind of talk about it, and we're like, I was like, listen, I don't know. I don't want Southern charm. Everybody wants me to have this moment with Shep. What do I need to remember? And they were like, you just need to remember that Shep always had the most fun.
Yeah.
He did everything he could for everybody, and you always had a good heart.
I appreciate it. And that's due to Fran and Rip.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And shout out to the Christmas parties.
And shout out to always making sure I was on the list.
That's
at
my
the Christmas
mom and
party.
Dad. They just, they, and by the way, I think life. Look, man, we're so lucky. You know that
the way we grew up and
just our circumstances, right? Yeah. And by the way, there's also studies of who are the happiest people in the world. And you'd be surprised at the results of that. And usually it's people who live by the ocean.
Yeah.
And so I just think, like, you're the only goal in life is to keep a smile on your face. Everything else is bullshit.
Well, I think also it's a big wake-up call to, I mean, I have kids, and now I have kids that are becoming teenagers, and they are so, there'll be moments where they're so freaking high maintenance. They're like, no, I need to do this, I need to do that. I'm like, when I was, and like, it's, I used to make fun of my parents when I was younger, but I was like, when I was your age, we hung out in a field.
We did. Yeah. We would park cars in a field with natty ice. And just get shit-faced.
Like,
and try to, like, pick mushrooms that were probably poisonous.
Yeah, and tip cows. Yeah. Like, I can't, like, I can't with your diva behavior. We figured it out.
Do you remember, y'all, so Teddy Teddy called, like, the guys are, I mean, we definitely weren't texting back then. And was
we
like,
had pagers.
Hey.
Mine was eggplant.
She's like, my dad's in town and wants to play two-hand touch on the beach. And we were like, fuck you. Because, like, we had no concept of anything. We were just like, all right, fine.
They're can like, fine, the only if we can borrow your gremlin.
Yeah, or play with the monkeys.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I had two monkeys.
And I mean, we partied at her house. Oh. We partied at Teddy's house.
Your house was a bigger...
My party... No, it was the same, but it was different. Because you had the pool with the waterfall that we could jump off of, and the trampoline, and the monkey.
And the mom who just didn't care. So anyways, guys, you have to keep tuning in. Shep is always a lot of fun. I appreciate you for coming on.
Anytime.
And so last year you said you weren't coming
back.
Hey,
Tedro.
Oh, Tedro.
Tedro. God. That's her nickname. Everybody call her Tedro from now on. No. Nobody called her anything else growing up. So
Tedro. It was not the best.
That's not the worst nickname ever. It's kind of fun.
Best.
Yeah.
They asked the girls asked me, they were like, were you cool in high school? I was like, think so.
You were unsure of yourself, weirdly, but then at times you'd be like the coolest girl in the room. Like, you were up and down. It's like an EKG.
You know what? That still rings true. Okay.
Life support. Claire! She's dying!
Get her back! Oh, she's back. Fuck! Get her back.
She's
down.
She's too high.
That's pretty much accurate, and I'm glad that I haven't matured at all, and now I'm 42 years old, the same exact human, and so is Shep. So thank you guys for tuning in to Two Teas in a Pod with Shepherd Rose, William Shepherd Rose the third. And
I'm Shep.
Do you think next year we are going to have, are you going to say anything right now like you're not coming back next year like you did to me last year?
No, look, last year was really tough because my relationship was torn apart on camera, and I was just like, I was pissed. But honestly, when Bravo has a unique ability to give you enough time to forget about the shit you were pissed about, and they're like, we're ready again. And you're like, oh yeah.
Yeah, neat.
But actually the filming part's not the problem. It's just like, it's wondering what, you know, the aftermath but whatever. I'm so zen about it now, man. Look, and BravoCon, like, you meet people who are like, your show gives me happiness, and you can see it especially at a week like this or a weekend like this at BravoCon. You meet these people and it's inspiring. I get inspired and I get happy, and it's an affirmation.
I agree, except when I look at your shirt and then I get confused why you have a bottle of alcohol pouring into a cup.
I am about to go gamble my tits off right now. Vegas!
Woo! Let's... You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.